What's the big deal that the NSA is spying on everyone? You know, Edward Snowden has not proven that anyone has been wrongfully harmed by any of the revelations he had. In fact, I think that the NSA spying is good. It's great. These are not my words. These are the words of the Oracle CEO, Larry Ellison. What's he doing these days? Why, he spent $1 billion to help Elon Musk buy Twitter, along with Palantir-friendly AI firms. Why are these guys helping Elon Musk buy Twitter? Well, they're controlling what information you can see, trying to custom tailor information about you. You know, Oracle, the name of this company actually comes from the CIA database that they sell. There's a CIA contractor. If it's mostly U.S. citizens that are using Twitter, why is the CIA so interested in having their information displayed to the people they're supposed to be protecting? As Elon Musk's new AI bot trains itself on your Twitter data. This is not just limited to Twitter, but it goes to things such as Google Search, with Jigsaw Division and Moonshot CVE working in combination with the US Department of Defense as their customer, and you are the product. What are they selling? Why? Data manipulation. What they're doing is they're fingerprinting everybody. They're trying to get custom information about you, and then if they decide that you're spreading misinformation, if they decide you're an extremist, what are they doing? They're redirecting your search results to things they think are more appropriate. Is it just Google? Why no? It extends to Microsoft, with DuckDuckGo being a partner. All these various tech firms, including Reddit, are on there. You're telling me that Reddit doesn't care about your browser fingerprint? Well, okay, you've got my attention now. What is a browser fingerprint? I'm Shadow Rebel, and in this episode of Simplify Privacy, we're gonna break down what you need to know that's suppressed about privacy. The main thing is that anybody can change their IP address in a moment. It doesn't mean anything to just flip on a VPN. The larger picture is the browser fingerprint, due to just how much information it has and just how hard it is to hide. Now, in other episodes, I've already talked about how this includes not only your screen dimensions, not only the browser version, not only is it doing all of the logins, like, oh, you've used this email before, it's also looking at the time zone compared to the time zone of your computer. It's looking at the ping time, how quickly are you loading the website, the exact browser version compared to what extensions you got going on. There's a huge amount of stuff that goes into this, and you might be saying, yo, I'm gonna block it, right? But let me explain to you. Not only is Cloudflare doing this, not only is Google CAPTCHA doing this, but on top of all of that, there are companies that sell fingerprints, such as Oracle. And then where do they get them? Well, there's JavaScript APIs that are sold from companies like fingerprint.com. And what they're doing is they provide fingerprinting above and beyond what everybody knows is they're capable of doing. So everybody knows there's some open source fingerprint JavaScript stuff, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about beyond that, what we don't even know about. For example, there's the JA3, which everybody knows, but Fingerprint Pro, they're selling to companies a more, I'm reading from their website, a more robust device fingerprinting by examining over 70 identification signals across multiple channels of client to server communication using advanced fingerprinting, fuzzy matching algorithms, that's AI, server side techniques, that's them doing it on the server and you have no idea what it's doing in the browser, Fingerprint Pro achieves industry-leading accuracy in uniquely identifying visitors. This ensures you're not just getting a generalized view of client-level data, but instead a nuanced individual identifier for each visitor's device or browser that interacts with your system. The amount of stuff that they're doing on this fingerprint is mind-blowing, what they even admit to. They can identify browser spoofing incidents. They say they can identify if an Android device is rooted or not. They can correlate and identify important data points per visitor at three distinct time-based intervals with velocity signals. What the hell does that mean? It means how quickly are you loading the website from different servers. They can do virtual machine detection, which is identifying if a request is coming from a virtual machine. Detect the use of remote control tools like TeamViewer, AnyDesk, and RDP. So people are saying all the time, oh, nobody cares about privacy. Who cares about this stuff? And here's the thing. If you're the only one who's blocking and doing all this stuff, then if there's a single unique thing about you, that ends the anonymity. Because you just told me who cares about privacy. So very few people are blocking all this stuff. So if even one thing is unique about you, you're the one standing out. Now people misunderstand this stuff, okay? They think, oh, well, this website, you know, I'm using this one website. What the hell do they know? But all these sites are linked. Trustpilot, Western Union, Dropbox, Upstart, Checkout, Binance, TD Ameritrade, Coinbase, the list goes on. All these companies, they're using Fingerprint.com's API. They're just calling upon it. And all this stuff is immediately given to them. That company's aggregating the information. When you combine that with the juggernauts such as Cloudflare, Google, we're talking about almost every service on the internet that's making money. Unless it's like a static page that you're blocking JavaScript. Now here's the thing, people always use the word spoof, but this is a lie. They're using the word user agent, and what it is that the website goes, hey man, what is your browser version? Hey, what is your screen size? And you are telling them, you're answering them with the user agents automatically. So when you spoof, all that means is you're lying. You're just bullshitting. And the thing is, they can test you through JavaScript fairly easily. So Google has Picasso, which is asking your device to render things, and Cloudflare, these guys all have proprietary systems that we don't even know how they work. The Chameleon browser extension, they do spoofing. All it is spoofing through an extension. And they, through their own thing, admit that they whitelist Google and Cloudflare. They give up on the largest fingerprinters because it's so ineffective and it just makes sites break and you get banned. People always reference Mulvad browser, which is just stealing Tor browser. They just paid money for Tor browser, which is made by the government. And people reference LibreWolf. These are the two that are commonly used. And these browsers are a pain in the ass. So they both have no cookies. So what this means is every single time you have to re-log in. And we're talking about email confirmations, no 2FAs, you got the SMS, cryptocurrency exchanges are a giant pain in the ass, MetaMask, have to sign with everything 100 times, maybe you hit the wrong one once, and boom, you're giving away the kingdom. Noster, you gotta sign notes on these web apps that I see people using. You know, LibreWolf doesn't even work with some apps. For example, push.org with Ethereum, LibreWolf doesn't even work. You need cookies for it to function. Happens all the time. Videos and art that are on websites. Maybe you're using something to look at Twitter through a front end and you're doing so on Mulvad browser. You click a video and oh, you got these pop-ups. It's using all types of JavaScript that they block. All of these browsers work by blocking stuff and then lying with user agents. And all of this makes sites break down. In fact, this problem is so prevalent that Brave Browser got rid of the strict mode of browser fingerprinting. Before, Google Docs wouldn't load on Brave Browser with strict mode. Like you couldn't even look at it. And people go, well, who cares? Google's not private. But once you start being forced to use these types of things because you got a job and a coworker sends you a Google Doc, what are you gonna quit the whole job over the Google Doc? No, you would use a lower setting on security, and then you lower your guard and you get fingerprinted across different things that don't work. Another technique that doesn't work is letterboxing. Letterboxing is when they add margins around the browser so that this way, if you have some kind of slightly off size to your screen dimensions, it's making it a round number to fit with everybody else. So for example, you have 1,201 is your width. So this would make it 1,200 so that this way you fit in with everybody else. And it doesn't work though. I'm looking at fingerprint.com, the same vendor I just told you about. They said, quote, "Letterboxing can make it easier to resist a simple hash-based identifier, but it will not confuse a more sophisticated algorithm like Fingerprint Pro." So they offer a demo where if you use Firefox with letterboxing, it'll still work. Their fingerprinting technique will be able to work through letterboxing changes and through you resizing the window. That's directly what they are selling. And that's what they're selling on the clear web to people that are, anybody can access this information. Imagine what things like the NSA or even proprietary algorithms like Google CAPTCHA, what they're able to do that we don't even know about. And they're admitting this on the regular internet. This technique, letterboxing, is what Mulvad Browser uses. It's made by Radical Left Mozilla, the same guys that are making money from Google paying them. So Radical Left Mozilla, they're lecturing us about all this left-wing bullshit, and then they're claiming, oh, we're doing all this privacy, we created letterboxing. Meanwhile, they're getting money from Google, who's trying to fingerprint us. How do you not see that as a conflict of interest? They're getting paid by the guy who's fingerprinting us. Built into Firefox browsers, all these DNS calls to Google, you got pocket malware, they removed uBlock Lite from their extension store, they're spewing all this dribble about Russian disinformation. You know, if letterboxing was so great, how come it's off by default on LibreWolf? So LibreWolf is a hardened version of Firefox. It's more secure, supposedly. But they thought that turning letterboxing off was the better way to do it. So what's the answer? What can you do? I cannot be more excited to tell you about this VPN from Simplified Privacy. It's more than a VPN. It's a system for organizing your life, for organizing these different browser fingerprints that are isolated from each other. It's not like a virtual machine. Virtual machines slow down your performance. It's creating a whole new operating system. Those take time to load, time to set up. This is fast, lightweight, but it's more powerful than just a browser. Just a browser, it's doing like JavaScript blocking and all the stuff we just talked about. This is something in between a browser and virtual machine. It's not a Docker container. It's new stuff. It's creating a new graphical display environment. It's creating a new isolated file system and a new network stack. Completely isolated from your other activity. This allows you to never have to log in to these websites again. You log in once, you save the cookies, those cookies are isolated. Whereas if you do Mulvad Browser, if you do LibreWolf, you're signing into all this stuff, it doesn't remember your preferences. You don't have to make a choice between convenience and privacy. With our system, you can get both. Now, although this is very easy to use, it's a little bit harder to understand some of the tech behind how and why it works. You don't need to know that stuff under the hood, just like you don't need to know how a car engine works to drive a car. You could just get in and do it. But for those who are interested in that tech, we're gonna offer that. And it's a lot to take in all at once, so we're gonna break this up into a few. Let's leave it there. I'm Shadow Rebel. This is Simplified Privacy.